Welcome to the lamp room. You are in the space where the miners picked up their lamps, which had been previously charged for the long day's work in those dark galleries. The depth of the mine, as well as the colour of the coal, made the space entirely dark and lacking any type of reflection. It was a pitch-black environment in which lamps were needed in order to see. Only the main galleries had their own lighting. Every 10 metres there were small lamps hung from the ceiling to light the galleries through which the materials that were going to be used for the day were sent, and through which coal was transported out of the mine. But when the miners got deeper into the pits, where the coal was mined, the only lighting that they had was the lamp they carried with them. Mining lamp types have changed a lot throughout history. Though they were invented at the beginning of the 19th century, mining lamps took some time to begin being used in Spain, and more traditional oil lamps were used until the early decades of the 20th century. The lamp's flame gave miners a warning of danger. If the flame slowly died out, this was because the air in the mine had thinned and ventilation was needed. After the oil lamps, carbide lamps arrived. Carbide is a stone that gives off acetylene when it comes into contact with water. Acetylene is a flammable gas that generates a flame 10 times more intense than that of an oil lamp, but just as dangerous. The upper part of the lamp had water in it that slowly dropped down, by means of a valve, to a lower compartment where the carbide, that had been provided to the miner by the company, was located. The acetylene gas generated by the water that came into contact with the carbide went through a tube to a burner that was on the outside of the lamp. As the depth of the mine increased, these carbide lamps hung on the miner's shoulders with a type of hook or on wooden post once in the pit, were quite dangerous as they could make the pockets of fire damp that had accumulated in the mine explode. As time passed and technology got better, carbide lamps gave way to electric lamps and helmets with modern lights that would allow the miner to move about more freely. The task of the lamp man was to distribute carbide to the miners, and, in more recent times, to use the chargers that you can see inside the room to keep the electric lights charged. In addition, the lampman also undertook another important task. When the miner picked up his lamp at the lamp room, he gave the lampman a metal tag with his number engraved on it. When the miner got off of work, the lampman returned the numbered tag to him in exchange for the lamp. When all the shifts had ended, all the metal tags had to have been returned back to the miners. If there were any metal tags left in the lamp room, that meant that a miner hadn't left the mine and the emergency protocol for these cases was activated, as some type of accident could have occurred. Now, let's go over to the miners' changing room, a surprising space because of its hangers that drop down from the ceiling